The next patient is Charles Carson. CARLSON. Eighty-seven-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has nephrosclerosis associated to aging process, comma, atherosclerotic arterial hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and some degree of obstruction in the lower urinary tract that has improved lately. The patient goes to the cancer center. The anemia is better. The laboratory workup, the creatinine went down to 2.2, the BUN is 41, and the estimated GFR is 27 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the anemia that is associated to CKD. The patient receives injection of ESA and iron at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 136 over 36, is doing well. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that has been treated with pantoprazole, 40 milligrams every day. Following number, diabetes mellitus. That is under better control. The hemoglobin A1C has been coming down steadily. In November of 23, was 9.1, and in March 5th of 24 is 7.7. Following number atrial fibrillation, the patient is anticoagulated with Xarelto. And following number, cardiomyopathy followed by cardiologist Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. And following number, peripheral vascular disease with significant retention of fluid in the lower extremities, has history of stent placement in the past, Dr. Chimchak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K, is going to do the procedure, and I'm sure he's aware of the chronic kidney disease stage 4. Period. Following number BPH, that at the present time is asymptomatic. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.